Breakfast with Martin Bester.
You know what? We're always divided when it comes to politics, right? Some people like this guy, someone likes that person, someone thinks she's the best for the job, that party, this party. But I've not seen people make a U-turn, though, as much as they have during this lockdown as South Africans when it comes to our president.
Yeah.
I mean, when the lockdown started, he came on TV, delivered a great speech. People were crushing on him. I mean, you know, he's like, and he handled it well. Everyone was impressed with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then as it went along, I think some people, am I right, changed their minds about him.
Yeah, besties now.
Yeah, well, and then other people are now like, no.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think he even made the Sunday Times that hands out that Mampara of the Week thing.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, in the space of a couple of weeks, South Africa went from crushing on Cyril Ramaphosa,
mm-hmm.
and some people became highly critical of him. I guess I don't know. Personally, for me, I am relentless when it comes to politicians. You are really going to have to convince me that you changed something,
yeah.
and that you're doing something better.
Yeah,
it's going to take more than just one great speech or one very compassionate thing that you're saying, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, I personally cannot forget everything that happened pre-March of 2020. When we were highly critical of government for failing in this, 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 and that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's going to take a whole lot more than one or two great speeches. And I'll give it to him. Those are great speeches. In the beginning, he was like composed, clear, stern, yet compassionate.
He could read long numbers.
He read beautifully because guys. The comparison.
No, yes. No, no, no. Yeah.
So it's going to take a lot more than that for me. I still remember how we pleaded with him. Remember last year?
Yeah, you're talking here to the person who burst out in tears
yes.
on air.
Yes.
And also the person who comes from a township where we're struggling with water and sanitation since I was born, which is now 30 years. So the reason I go to bed when he does his speech, there's a lot of layers to that as well. Because I'm like, you know what? It's okay. I don't have to see all of this, all the smooth talking and the nice reading and whatever. I'll hear it in the morning. But it's also because there's so much other things that make me upset during the speech.
You can't forget.
No.
It's going to take a lot more than this, right?
No.
That is how some South Africans feel. But then you get those other ones that, I mean, he made everything better and he made everything right. So much so that when they see him walking in the street, they're like, we love you, Mr. President. Can we please have a selfie? Unbelievable. Did you see that video? Guys,
ooh,
go and have a look at that
social
video.
Social distancing.
What happened
for
there?
Where?
The next thing, they're on top of him, basically taking a selfie.
Being fabulous.
You know, it's like, we love you, Cyril. Love you. Please, can maybe have a selfie. Go and look at that picture. And tell me, would you have done the same? Okay? Forget about the social distancing thing. That's obviously an error in judgment. You shouldn't be standing and touching anyone at this stage. All right, let alone the president, who meets a lot of people
yeah.
and has a very important job. We need him not to be sick right now. So aside from that, go and have a look. Would that have been you? When he walks down the street, it doesn't matter how you feel about his government. It doesn't matter how you feel about his presidency. It's just about celebrity.
Yes.
Would you also be those ladies who wanted to have the selfie with him?
With Martin Bester.
Elke ochtend is a vrek lekker ochtend.
6 to 9 weekdays on Jacaranda FM.